Why is what the play is about. I spoke to Venus in Fur director, John O'Neill.
Venus in Fur is a play adaptation by David Ives of the novel first published in German in 1870 by Leopold von Sacher-Masoch.
Yeah, that's all true, but look, there's no getting around it. It's about sex.
Sexy, erotic, sensuous, but not trashy, if that makes any sense.
And while Eros plays a real role here, there's no nudity.
I think it's incredibly funny. And so you have this modern comedy set within the confines of this 1870, very serious, very almost melodramatic novel. I think the play asks, has that much really changed in sexual politics or how we wield power in any two-person relationship?
It's actually one of those play-within-a-play things wherein its two cast members play a total of six characters.
I'm sorry if I can't rave enough about Michael Holly and Casey Griffin. I fell in love with both of them at auditions, and I love them even more now because they are two excellent actors who really are getting the essence.
From his description, there's a lot going on, and much of that isn't so much physical as mental. And O'Neill throws in this tantalizing tidbit of info.
At the end of the play, there is a victor, but I will maybe withhold that.
That and Lou Reed's connection to the play will only be revealed by going. More on Venus in Fur and other arts and culture news at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.